I was thinking to myself, like, how much will a person really pay for, like, their favorite artist's album? Because SoundCloud and, what's that title? They have a thing now where it's sort of like Bandcamp, I think, kind of started it first, that you can pay as much as you want for the album. If you want to buy it for $100, $500, $20, that's what Bandcamp does. It's like, which is pretty cool. I mean, and everyone's doing it now. But if you really like an artist, me personally, if I really like an artist, I pay like, I used to pay like $20, like, CDs used to be, what, $21, $22, sometimes like a double deluxe would be like $40, $50 with the pictures. You get pictures and, you know, signed stuff. I mean, I used to love CDs, going to Tower Records and Sam Goody's. I mean, that was a good era, you know? But for the new generation, 2023, how much are you willing to pay? Because I will pay like probably like $100 for a CD. That's because I'm, you know, I wouldn't say middle class, but like low class, you know, but still have a little bit of, you know, fun money to spend, I would say. I wouldn't call it fun money, but hard-earned money I would spend on a favorite artist if I had leftover change like that. Yes, I will. Like, if Eminem, which is my favorite artist in the world, Eminem, Royce, Jay-Z, Nas, Wu-Tang, of course. And Wu-Tang dropped an album for fucking 1.2 million or some shit like that, or maybe more. Maybe more. But they did it so classy, though. You know, you got unreleased Old Dirty Bastard. Shout out to Wu, and rest in peace to ODB. Obviously, you know, that's the king, the goat. But what I was gonna say, that album, who got that album? That fucking guy who was doing the Martin Scorsese, yeah. And it's so funny because I called Martin Scorsese and he picked up. It was so funny. I think I was living at my sister's and I was like, I know Martin Scorsese. They're looking at me. And then he picks up the phone, some shit like that, and they're looking, something like that. Like, he picked up like once for me and spoke to me. He was, I mean, he's speaking to a fan. You know what I mean? I wouldn't really call myself a fan of Martin Scorsese. It was more like I followed him. I thought he was funny. You know what I mean? Some people didn't like him or whatnot. But I thought he was funny. I thought he was smart. I think he's funny. And one thing about Martin, what people don't know, he had, or I don't know if he still has it because he just recently got out. But he had an independent record company, so he was infatuated with hip-hop and stuff like that. He wanted to be, like, the villain of hip-hop. So that's why he was, I think he brought some Lil Wayne shit, too. I'm not sure. Lil Wayne was supposed to release something that I think Martin was going to buy. Lil Wayne was going to do something like Wu-Tang did. You know how Wu-Tang did their little, I wouldn't call it little. Sorry, let me take little out the mouth. Their major album. I don't even know what it's called. Hold on, let me look that up real quick. But I know. But it was only one. There's only one. So when Martin Scorsese does put it up, it's gonna be some cool shit. And see, now that's exclusive. Like, other people don't do things like that. Like, I give it to Wu-Tang. I gotta figure out how much that was. Oh, it's Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, I believe. And let's see. No, that's not the one. Hold on. I'm looking, guys. I'm looking. Give me a second. But, hold on. I just type in Wu-Tang album that was $1 million. Hold on. Alright, let's see what the price really was. Damn! So I was right. It was Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. Back in July last year, Wu-Tang Clan. One of a kind album. Once blah, 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 blah. I'm reading it off the thing. So it was sold by the US government for an estimate $4 million. Wow. Following is that Martin Scorsese brought it. Okay. AKA Prama Bro, they call Martin Scorsese. So I don't know who wrote that, and I know it wasn't. Oh, so last year the government must have took it from Martin. Damn, do you? Listen, when the FBI sees the shit from. Okay, so Martin brought it for $2 million, and then now it's for. Oh, so it's up back. Oh, shit. So that means. I believe you can. If they took it from Martin, I don't know if he brought it. Wait a minute. So that means it's up for sale again. Well, Wu-Tang Clan, $2 million album sold by the government. Oh, let's see this shit.
What's good? It's Asia Sky from DX Daily Podcast.
So DX got some news on this.
Wu-Tang Clan had an infamous album that sold back in 2015 for over $2 million. The mythical project is called Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, and there was only one copy ever made.
Well, that's fucking sick.
Fund manager Martin Scorsese became a hip-hop supervillain back when he purchased the album, being that there was only one copy of this album in existence.
So that sold in 2017, September 5th.
One was from Wu-Tang A&R Matt M80 Markoff, and the other was from a Colorado resident named Darby Wells.
So this shit is gold.
The sale never got completed. And if you're wondering why people couldn't buy the album, it was because Martin Scorsese was arrested and convicted on 2 counts.
So I'm like thinking to myself, like, let's see what it's made out of. I mean, I'm talking about the box cover. I think it's $2 million for a reason. I believe it's solid gold.
According to a press release, proceeds from the sale of the album will be applied to satisfy the outstanding balance owed on the fourth and the myth of what...
Now, that's something else. I believe the box is gold or something. Why is it $1 million? It's $1 million for different reasons. You got unreleased stuff from Old Dirty Bastard, which people are dying to hear. This is supposed to be like classic Wu-Tang, like classic Wu-Tang. So only a few people heard it. So obviously Martin played it to a few of his fucking friends. So I would say he probably played it for at least probably, knowing him, I probably did a listening party, probably at least 1,000 people from right there. So that's that. And then Wu-Tang, you know, they played it for a couple of people, probably thousands. So people heard the album, they just don't have any trace of the music because, you know, no phones was allowed and stuff like that. People may remember the lyrics or a hook or something like that. But yeah, that's one fucking hell of an album. And like I said, if I had the money to purchase it, most likely I would. I know people will call me stupid, but if I had the album personally, this is what I would do. I would have listening parties and charge people to come hear it. No phones, no devices, Apple Watch, everything off. It'd just be strictly, you have to empty out your pockets. You get to go there and listen to it. And you pay probably like $20 at the door. You know how much investment that is if you went around the world doing that shit? So, enough said. I'm putting together an album. And I'm thinking about selling it for, I was going to do 100. I mean, Wu-Tang did 2 million, so I think I'm going to do 100. And this album has a lot of major features that we will talk about. Don't ask me how I got it, just know I got it. So I got about 10, 12 major artists that you see every day on your TV screen. So, yes, I'm putting together Can't Be Broke Forever 2. So, yeah. So, that's what the title is going to be, I believe. But, I tell you this, though. You will hear, some people from Wu-Tang probably on my album. I tell you that. You may hear a little bit of Juicy J. You may hear a little bit of Gucci Mane. You may hear a little bit of Jada. You may hear Dipset. You may hear Funk Flex drop a bomb. You know? You may even get unreleased music from Mac Miller. Who knows? But just know this, though. Can't Be Broke Forever, baby. So if you guys are fans or new fans, you're probably wondering, who am I? Well, I'm just an underground artist that was really big in the MySpace era. I had millions of followers back when the Tila Tequilas was in everyone's top 8. And then MySpace went away. Facebook came, and this is when Facebook was fairly new and you couldn't have as many followers. You only can have like 5,000 max before they did the fan page and artist page, and Facebook had the store and all this thing you can sell and shit like that. It was just boring old Facebook. You couldn't sign up unless you was in some type of college or whatever. You guys know the story. MySpace, on the other hand, was like Instagram. You can have as much followers as you can. See, what I hate about social media, when the social media goes down the drain, so does your fans. So it's like building up for years. Even with Instagram, eventually it's going to die out and no one's going to use it. They're already moving on to new things, TikTok, and there's an app now called Be Real where you get about 30 seconds to take a selfie, and it takes both front and back pictures. It turns both of your cameras on so they can see the real scenery that you're taking a picture. So there's so many things that, and what I thought was never gonna succeed and last was Twitter at first, but Twitter is more like celebrities love it more than actual regular people. But yeah, so building yourself up on social media is great. Me personally, if you can try to build your own website and have followers to your own website, is really the key, because when all the social media goes down, you still have your personal website. So that goes out to any content creator or, you know, like for instance, now I'm doing podcasts now. Whoever's followed this channel or whatever, at least I know that, you know, I got a place for them to come, which is Talking Reckless with Sheaf Podcast. You guys can follow me on every major platform like Spotify. I'm feeling a little sick, guys. Which I shouldn't have been, but I was smoking cigars this weekend, so kind of got the little strep from that, which I shouldn't be smoking, but, you know, I was celebrating how I'm going to put together this new project for you guys the stream, have fun too. And let me know. I'm selling this one, I believe, for $100. So this, you can pre-order it. It's gonna have major features. It's gonna have a lot of great content that you guys love. You know, you guys love that crazy stuff I give you. So this time I'm giving it to you with a bunch of major artists. So be on the lookout for that. And I will leave the link in the bio to all my music so you guys can follow. And let me know, leave a comment. Is 200, I'm gonna say 200, that should go up. Who knows? I may sell it for 2 million. Who knows? Somebody crazy will buy it, right? Maybe Martin Scorsese. Martin may buy it, so shout out to Martin. You know, he may get it. So, who knows? Maybe somebody like Bill Gates' kids may buy the album. But, like I said, I see you then. This is Talking Reckless with Sheef, and I'm out.
Talking Reckless podcast with Sheef and guest co-host. This is a raw and uncut show, unscripted. What happens on Talking Reckless stays on Talking Reckless. Make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.